You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has announced hospital procedures placed on hold because of the coronavirus pandemic will begin to resume from next week. National Cabinet decided some elective surgeries, including IVF procedures, joint replacements and post-cancer procedures will recommence. It comes after hospitals have secured sufficient personal protective equipment to proceed. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says increasing the capacity of protective medical gear is making a significant difference.
We have secured and delivered into Australia 60 million masks. That's allowed for 22 million distributions, with another 11.5 million masks to be distributed over the coming week. And we have secured a further 100 million masks over the coming 6 weeks. That means that we are in a position now to support elective surgery.
Mr. Hunt says the lockdown measures are also paying dividends and contributing to the easing of elective surgery restrictions.
What Australians have been doing in a very consistent way across the country has led to a real flattening of the curve. I would say now, building on what I said on the weekend, that we now have a sustained and consolidated flattening of the curve. Less than 1% growth in cases for 9 consecutive days, and over the last 3 days we have averaged less than 0.5% of growth in new cases.
Despite this, Mr. Hunt says containment measures such as social distancing are still extremely vital in curbing the spread of the infection. The Prime Minister says surgery restarts will happen gradually and will be subject to capacity.
We estimate that this will lead to a reopening of around 25% of activity in elective surgery in our private and public hospitals. Of the capacity that had been closed because of the earlier restrictions. A priority will be given with this reopening on the basis of clinical determinations by the relevant health professionals, and that will occur in both the public and private system.
It is welcome news for IVF patient Diana Kasser, who was forced to hit pause on her second round of treatment after the government initially put a stop to all non-urgent surgeries because of the coronavirus pandemic. Ms. Kasser says the uncertainty was difficult.
To all of a sudden find out that all this was to just be put on hold and nobody knew when this will be resumed, I think it's quite harsh on a lot of people. It certainly adds a lot of stress.
However, she is now looking forward to resuming her treatment.
I've already run the clinic. You know, we've been in touch. I'm actually chatting to them quite a bit because I've been pretty anxious about when all this will be resumed. So it was great news, and we've spoken today numerous times. So we're just waiting to hear from the minister and see where this takes us. And, you know, I'm hoping to get a call from my nurse and go for the treatment.
Dentists are also pleased with the decision, as they will be able to fit dentures, braces and perform basic fillings. Dentist Dr. Locke Lamb says while she's glad, she doesn't want the government to make any drastic choices.
In a way, I feel relief because I can do a bit more for my patient. But in a way, I just hope that the government hasn't rushed through the decision, because I think if we can be sure before we go back, because going back and then going back to the other way is a bit harder.
The Prime Minister has also expressed concern about aged care facilities not correctly following the coronavirus restrictions.
There is great concern that the isolation of elderly people in residential care facilities, where they have been prevented from having any visits from loved ones and support people, is not good for their well-being, is not good for their health. And so the National Cabinet agreed that there needs to be a strong reminder that the National Cabinet decision was not to shut people off or to lock them away in their rooms. That was never the recommendation or the advice of the National Cabinet.
He says additional measures are to only take place in aged care facilities where an outbreak of the virus has occurred. Mr. Morrison says the decision to resume some elective surgeries indicates Australia can return to a level of normalcy.
We are on the road back, and these are the steps that we're taking. They're not all great leaps and bounds. This one's a pretty significant one, I've got to say, though. And each step is important. I think it is an encouragement to everyone else for the good work that they've been doing.
And you can keep up to date with the latest on the coronavirus pandemic at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sonia Lal, SBS News.